like we were hitting the threes pretty well, so our offense might rely on making some baskets early and often. But again, that's going to be a defensive battle, I think, tonight.
Those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tip-off is next on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Here's what customers are saying about Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wärtsilä for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wärtsilä did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
It's time now for player introductions. WOGO Sports on Max TV tonight. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, our producer on Max TV. Val Knobloch, the Boyceville Bulldogs, the 11th seed out of the Dunn St. Croix Conference, will start. Number one, Carson Romehill, the 5'10" sophomore guard, averaging 6.8 points, 4.2 rebounds, leads the team in assists and steals. Nick Olson, a 5'8" senior guard, 9.6 points per game, wears number four, 2.5 assists per game. Devin Halama, their leading scorer, he's a 6'2" senior guard, number 22, 13.1 points, almost 10 rebounds per game. Number 24, 5'6" senior guard, Braden Romehill, 1.4 points, 2.6 assists. And Grant Kaiser, their big fella, senior, number 32, a forward, 6'4", 11.8 points, 9 rebounds. They are coached by Colby Dotseff. And again, just looking at him out there, Halama's long, lean, tall, and Kaiser is just a big boy.
There's going to be a lot of beef in that middle when you put Mason out there against him.
Now for your McDonald Central Max boys, under the direction of Adam Schilling, 60-year head coach, 111 wins versus just 47 defeats. Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11", junior guard. Cooper, 12.9 points per game to lead the team, has hit 61 three-pointers, tied for a team high, leads the team in assists as well. Cale Holm, 5'10", sophomore guard, number 20, 12.1 points per game, second on the team, 2.1 assists, 2.7 rebounds. He also has hit 61 threes. Jordan Sikora, 6'3" junior guard, number 24, tied for Cooper with Cooper Mittermeier for the team lead in assists and 8.8 points per game for the junior Sikora. Carson Galvez, 6'3", sophomore forward, number 33, 9 points per game, 5.9 rebounds. He is second on the team in that category. And rounding out the starting five, Mason Bussey, the 6'4", sophomore center, number 50, leads the team at 7.2 rebounds per game, 4.6 points per game. Boyceville, jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms with the white numerals, white lettering, and some purple accents. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, royal blue numerals and lettering, and the gold piping, gold accents on the tanks and shorts. That Bulldog logo at midcourt, it'll be Jordan Sikora, 6'3", jumping against Halama, 6'2", junior against senior. And McDonald wins the tap, and they will move left to right as we begin. Good to have you with us for playoff basketball. WOGO Sports on Max TV, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Crowd still starting to file in here. Cooper Mittermeier up top, passes up a three, leaves it right side for Cale Holm. Into the left corner, Mittermeier. Mittermeier doubled, pulls out at the elbow, swings to Jordan Sikora via Galvez. Up top to Mason Bussey. Cale Holm bobbles for a little bit, working off a screen from Bussey, puts it on the floor with the right hand. Drops it out to Carson Galvez outside the arc to Cooper Mittermeier. Attacking into the paint. Kick out Bussey. Left corner, Jordan Sikora. Working off a screen from Bussey. Doubled. Pulls it back. Knocked away from him. And Sikora retrieves right in front of the scorer's table near midcourt.
Boyceville's playing man-to-man defense, and they're playing tight.
Cale Holmes straight on for a three from the right wing. No offensive rebound. Put back goes in. Jordan Sikora scores the first basket tonight. And makes it 2-0 McDonald. Shot looked pretty good from Cale.
It did. He was hitting them in warm-ups very well, too.
For the Boyceville Bulldogs, they'll drop down to Kaiser, their big fella, averaging nearly a double-double. He goes way too strong off the top of the glass, and Carson Galvez, two hands for safety, pulls down the rebound. Long cross-court pass to Cora, lost the handle, and Halama gobbles it up. Halama's 6'2", a senior. On the left wing, Nick Olson. They'll swing into the corner. Rome Hill there against Carson Galvez. Rome Hill at 5'6 against Galvez 6'3. Right wing now, Nick Olson. Drop down to Kaiser again. He's doubled. Kaiser muscling went up, blocked away by Bussey. Back to Kaiser, blocked again by Bussey. Now McDonald will run. Pushing the other side. Mittermeier to Galvez. Open look at a three splash.
Good start.
5-0 McDonald. How about that defense by big boy Bussey down there? Right wing Olson, almost a double dribble,
I thought. He got away with
Bussey
that.
Bussey changes another shot, knocks it into the arms of Sikora. A push ahead, Cale Holm, Holm attacking, kick out, Cooper Mittermeier passes up the three, Mittermeier fires a pass to Jordan Sikora. Quick touch pass down low, Bussey turning up hard with the right hand and scores. High off the window, Mason Bussey.
They're all hitting.
7-0 McDonald, a nice start, to say the least. Kick to the left wing. That's Rome Hill. The work to Carson Rome Hill, the younger, the sophomore, kicking in the corner. Halama wide open for three. And actually, it really wasn't that open. He just made it look that way.
Yeah, he's a lengthy kid.
7-3. The McDonald lead cut to two possessions. Very smooth shot there by Halama, the senior. To answer for three, Mittermeier, back rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Mason Bussey.
Jump ball.
Held ball, possession will go to Boyceville.
Good fight down there by Mason.
Great showing here from the McDonald student section, including the girls varsity team. They'll be in the sectional semifinal Thursday night up in Ladysmith. Looking forward to bringing you that game on WOGO. Steal by Sikora. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm round right down the side of the lane. Up strong. No, he is fouled. And that was Braden Romehild, the senior, committing the infraction there. First foul on either team with 14:49 remaining. 7-3 McDonald, and the first free throw attempt for either team. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, first free throw is short. For Delta Inc. Desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa, open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness, that's 3D Fitness, the First free throw was short for Cale Holmes. Second one is long. I think I said it was short for Stelter Inc. Ryan Stelter did not take that free throw. Cale Holmes did. So 0 for 2 on that trip, 7-3 McDonald. A block in the corner and a tough foul call against Galvez as Caden Wool, the 6-foot senior, came in and immediately launched a three. Not sure. Looked like a pretty clean block maybe, but must have got a little hand.
Ref was on top of it.
Will shoot the first free throw and buries it. He averages 8.1 points per game, not starting tonight, though. Second free throw, Wool doesn't take very long. And off the back of the rim, no. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Missing 2 out of 3, but Halama, the offensive rebound, right back to Wool. Wool kicks over to Nick Olson. Olson against Cale Holmes. McDonald's up 7-0, a little 4-point run for the Boyceville Bulldogs. Olson for three. That one rims in and out. Rebound batted through several pairs of arms. Bussey ends up with that off the tip from Sakura. Also into the game is number 21, Peter Wilden, another senior. So Coach Dotseth going with his senior-heavy lineup. Cale Holmes, the sophomore, a miss from the right corner. Bussey battles down the rebound, trying to fight it out.
And a foul.
He is whistled and fouled by Wilden. He doesn't seem happy with that call.
That was a good box out by Mason.
3-point lead for McDonald, 14:09 to go. Inbounds, drop pass to Sakura, up and in for two. Beautiful work on the inbound action. The assist will go to Galvez. 4 points for Sakura. The lead is 5 for McDonald, 9-4. Hold up top. Rome Hild back to Wold. And they'll go back and forth up top. Alamo's hit a three already, has Cale Holmes right in his face. Alama drops it off to Olson on the left wing outside the arc. 13:45 to go. 9-4 McDonald. Drop down to Wielden. Wielden losing the handle for a moment. Kick out to Halama. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Soaring in hard at the rim and scores. He's a smooth player.
Yeah, and I think number 21 had his guy sealed there, so it was an easy layup.
Right wing to Cooper Mittermeier. Up top, Mason Bussey. Looks like Boyceville going to sub again pretty soon here. Cale Holmes puts on the floor with the right hand, driving, and hard finger roll, count it, and a foul, hoop and harm for Holmes.
Beautiful move.
Attacking the basket. 11-6.
The Bulldogs will look to number 20, Owen Rideau.
So Holmes missed his first two free throws. We'll have another shot here. He's an 80% foul shooter. And that one goes through. Got a little rim, but I think he's found the range now. 3 points for Cale Holmes. McDonald's doubled up on Boyceville. Bussey racing after a loose ball. Couldn't quite get it in the corner. Well, I wasn't able to do it on our sister station WWIB this morning, but I want to wish a very happy first birthday to my niece, Lara, tonight, who seems to be very much enjoying her dirt cake. Happy first birthday, sweetie. 12-6, McDonald with the lead. Under 13 to go here, first half. Grant Smisky, the junior, number one, a guard into the lineup now. Wolves sweeps it down to Kaiser. It works a wheel in the corner. Goes hard off the glass and scores. Excuse me, that's Owen Rydell, the sophomore. 12-8, the McDonald lead, a tenuous 4 points. Off a screen from Bussey, Sakura. Sakura kicking to the left corner, Galvez against Rydell. Crosses over on him, working baseline. Sakura, Grant Smisky in the right corner. Smisky working off a screen from Bussey, rolls to the hoop. Kick it over into the left wing. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline, and he's held up and fouled.
Yeah, there's a lot of hand checking going on out there.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always proud to back the Macs with offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is your financial goals partner. Online at ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. That's ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. Offensive foul on McDonald.
Mason set an illegal screen there.
That's his first, team second. 4 whistles against the Bulldogs of Boyceville so far. The Macs and the Bulldogs here tonight. Rydell in the backcourt. Drops it across the logo to Halama, now left wing. Halama at the foul line, kick out, almost knocked into McDonald bench. Quick hands from Galvez. Wold has it. Back up top. Braden Romehill, the senior. To Wold, putting on the floor with the left hand. Rydell thought about a three, passes it up. Quick close out. The drop down Halama, trying to get inside Mason Bussey. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald as he was stripped by Jordan Sikora. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Mason Bussey out, David Anderson in. Anderson, the 6'1" junior forward, number 13. 12-8 McDonald. Under 12 to play in this regional quarterfinal. Drop down. Kaiser looked like he traveled with the ball. Yep, yes, he did. My goodness, he's probably got 80 pounds on David Anderson, and Anderson held his ground as best he could and then kind of pulled the chair out from under him, and Kaiser with the walk.
He's a big kid, that Kaiser is.
Drop down to Galvez. Galvez has his shot blocked by Kaiser, but Kaiser stepped on the end line. Athletic play by the big man, but couldn't quite keep the sneaker in bounds. Again, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Carson Galvez waiting to inbound. Drops it into Anderson. Anderson almost had it knocked away from him by Kaiser. Out to Sikora. Sikora, beautiful head fake. Attacking it hard. Goes over the top of Kaiser. He got a piece of that. And now a whistle and a foul underneath as Anderson, a loose ball foul on Kaiser. Good defense there from the 6'4" senior Grant Kaiser.
And like you said, David's doing everything he can against that big kid.
I'm assuming, again, Mason Bussey just getting a breather here and will be back out to battle with Kaiser before too long. But Anderson working gamely against the big fellow right now. Long cross-court pass, that's Rydell. Rydell for Boyceville, looking the post, swings right side. Right corner feed back up top, Romehill. Donald leading 12-8, just over 11 minutes to play, and a whistle and a foul on McDonald.
I think Coach Romehill kind of begged for that from before, saying, they're beating up on my big guy too much down there.
Now team foul suddenly even at four apiece. That's the second of David Anderson. Romehill to inbound. Out to Wold on the right wing in front of the McDonald bench. Leaves it up top, Braden Romehill, the senior. To Carson Romehill, again, he's a 5'10 sophomore. Wold in front of the McDonald bench against Cooper Mittermeier. Far side of the floor. Romehill swings to Rydell, left wing. Rydell against Grant Smiski, goes between his legs to Romehill, left corner. Romehill working brother to brother up top. Pass knocked away by Smiski. Wold has it. Romehill open, look at the three, left corner, good. Carson Romehill, the 5'10 sophomore, good looking bucket. As close as Boyceville's been here, 12-11.
We almost had the steal there too.
Cooper Mittermeier, left wing. Donald started out on a 7-0 run. Boyceville's battled back here in this regional quarterfinal. Carson Galvez for a three.
Answer.
Nailed it. Splash. Carson Galvez, left wing. That was a confident shot. Carson's second triple tonight. And the McDonald lead back to 4, 15-11. Into the right corner, Rydell. Quick
he
kick
traveled.
Out from Anderson.
Yep.
Forces the travel and also kept Rydell from launching a three. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to nestlejobs.com to find current openings. That's nestlejobs.com. Whistle up top and another travel. This one against McDonald's Jordan Sikora.
Alex Tokarski's in.
Alex, one of the senior class, 6'3" senior forward, number 10, 3.1 points, 2.2 rebounds, the averages for Alex. They work against Halama. Romehill up top. Just hit that three. The left corner, that's Wool. 15-11, McDonald, 30 seconds away from the halfway point of this first half. Regional quarterfinal, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. With you on Max TV, producer Val Knobloch. Good to have you with. Halama kick to the right corner. Back to Halama on the right wing outside the arc. Against Grant Smiski.
Town's playing a 2-3 zone there. That's giving him a little bit of trouble.
Wold loops a pass to Romehill. Knocked away by Sikora. Can't quite save it. Kendall Heffler had it for a moment. Actually, Kylie Jensen. I probably should credit that to Kylie. I think Kylie got to her first.
They'll show them what to do with it.
Rome Hill shoots the inbounds pass into John Madison, 6'3", sophomore forward. Hold up top. Loops it over for Rome Hill. Excuse me, that's Olsen. Back to Wool between the wheels. Slides a bounce pass to the foul line. Halama. Halama attacking on the right side of the lane. Kick out. Madison in the right corner straddling the three-point arc. Back to Wool. Wool loops it over to Olsen. Olsen on the left block. Kick to the left corner looking for a three. There is good again. Carson Rome Hill has hit two in a row. 15-14, a one-point game again. Team's heating up from outside the arc. Carson Galvez, right corner. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Almost drug the pivot foot. Over to Jordan Socorro. Socorro, right-handed bounce. Galvez leaves for Mittermeier, right wing. Cooper Mittermeier at the right elbow. Shoots it to Jordan Socorro. Back out, Cale Holm. Deep three, left wing. Nailed it.
They're matching them three for three.
Cale Holm makes it 18-14, McDonald. Just over 8 minutes to play. Halama loops it in to Madison. Madison in traffic, goes up, can't get the shot to fall, but a whistle.
On the ground.
I think to Karski.
We're saying that was on the ground.
Calling that on the ground. So McDonald's fifth foul. I think we'll see Eli Stepp here. By the way, shout out to Xavier Stepp, eighth grader.
Yeah.
Did a phenomenal job singing the national anthem. Eli, number two, 5'9", sophomore guard.
Xavier's following his mom's footsteps.
Yes, Carrie sang the national anthem, I believe, for the regional semi and regional final for girls basketball. Mason Bussey right back in as Kaiser checks in. Now Grant Smisky is going to check in as well for Carson Galvez. So the five on the floor, Mason Bussey, Eli Stepp, Cale Holm, Cooper Mittermeier, Grant Smisky. For head coach Adam Schilling. Inbounds to Halama, shoots out to Wold, right wing. Under eight to go, 18-14, McDonald. Entertaining first half here. Shot down to Kaiser. Kaiser over the top of Mason Bussey and scores. That's in the first basket for the 6'4", senior, who averages almost 12 points per game. And it's a two-point game here, 18-16. Eli step up top, goes between his legs, picks up the dribble. Over Cooper Mittermeier, right wing. Mittermeier against Olsen. Cooper Mittermeier off a little bit of a slip screen from Holm up top, Bussey. Bussey leaves for Smisky on the left wing and gives him a screen. Grant picks up the dribble. Over to Cale Holm right of the circle. To Eli Stepp. Stepp looking down to the post. Nobody's there. Goes behind his back in the right corner. Eli over to Mason Bussey. Swings to Cooper Mittermeier. Screen from Bussey. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand. Driving in hard to the basket. His shot's knocked away. Bodies flying everywhere. Olsen down the right side of the lane. This Rome Hill, rather. Rome Hill's foul. Blocking foul on Cale Holm. McDonald's sixth foul.
Yeah, bodies flying all over.
7:05 to go. And the Macs are doing a nice job attacking the basket, looking for that call, not getting it. Four whistles on Boyceville, six on McDonald. Macs lead 18-16, but a chance to tie or come within one on this trip to the line. And the first free throw is good for Carson Romehild. He has 7 points. To lead the way for Boyceville. In fact, that's a game high as well. Romehild, the sophomore, to try to tie the game at 18. And he will. First tie of the night. And McDonald led 7-0 as we begin. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this. This is Max Playoff Basketball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. McDonald Max Playoff Basketball, WOGO Sports on Max TV on WOGO Radio tonight, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Mark Halverson on the road for Chi High Boys Basketball at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. We have a tie game here with 7:03 and counting to go in the first half here on McDonald's home floor, the 6 versus 11 matchup. Eli Stepp will whistle and a foul up top as Nick Olsen caught him inadvertently across the chops. That'll be the fifth team foul, so just one left to give for the Boysville Bulldogs. Kilholm to inbound. Kilholm, Eli Stepp, Grant Smisky, Mason Bussey, Cooper Mittermeier on the floor right now for Coach Adam Schilling. And the Max into the backcourt, Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper still looking for his first points tonight, McDonald's leading scorer. Kilholm in the right corner. Home against Owen Rydell. Home in the lane, pull up, tough shot, no. Knocked out of bounds, saved by Bussey, but back to Wold of Boysville. Boysville looking for their first lead tonight. Rydell up top, swings left corner, Halama. Halama up top to Wold. Wold over into the right wing. Back to Wold against Grant Smisky. Braden Romehill, they'll drop down to Kaiser. Kaiser against Bussey, looked like he walked with the ball. Bussey blocked it anyway. Kick out Rydell for three is good. McDonald trails 20-18. Do they call that a long two?
They must have.
All right, so 20-18 to tie the game. Eli Stepp, no from 8 feet. Rebound Halama. Two-thirds mark of the first half, 20-18. McDonald trails by two. Wold right wing, back to Halama. Halama attacking, down the lane. Euros, back rim, good.
Shooter's touch there.
22-18, McDonald trails by four. Eli step up top. Grant Smisky over into the left corner. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier pulls up for three, nailed it.
Got it.
Hot shooting from beyond the arc continues for the Max. Timeout taken in a one-point game. We are back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Well, a good one here for a first-round playoff game. 22-21, the visiting Boysville Bulldogs lead your McDonald Max by a single point with 5:33 remaining. Boysville with the basketball. McDonald coming out with some three-quarter court pressure here. Romehill races it across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Poked away from behind.
Mittermeier
off of Boysville and out of bounds. The turnover forced by McDonald. Doesn't matter where on the floor that you get it, as long as you get it.
Yep.
And Mittermeier, who just hit his first basket of the season, excuse me, of the night, a three, which has been a familiar sight this season, his 62nd, as McDonald within one, chance to take the lead here. Mittermeier up top, puts on the floor with the left hand at the foul line, out to Kilholm. Holm steps into a three, straight on. That one rims in and out. Going up high is Rydell for the rebound. Quick trigger on that shot from the sophomore, Kilholm. Coming the other way into the left corner, Romehill. Romehill for Boysville to Halama. He'll snap off a three. That one looks way too strong, and it is. Wold offensive rebound put back. That one go down, and Sakura pulls down the rebound over the back call against Rydell. And that is the sixth whistle against Boysville. No fouls left to give for either team. Bonus the rest of the way. Final 4:48 of the first half, and McDonald again a chance to retake the lead here, trailing 22-21. Sakura, Bussey, Holm, Smisky, and Mittermeier, the five on the floor. Dale Holm in the left corner. Up top, Mason Bussey right of the circle to Grant Smisky. Working off the screen, puts on the floor with the left hand. Smisky in the paint, kick out Cooper Mittermeier, corner pocket, three left side. No, long chase for the rebound. Mittermeier, did he knock it off of Boysville? No, he didn't. Last touch by Mason. And possession back to the Bulldogs. Carson Romehild. Who has 7 points, 8 points, excuse me, back in for Boysville. Lama will inbound, trying to avoid a five-second call to Wold in the backcourt. Wold puts it on the floor with the left hand. Going right down the middle of the floor. No one picked him up. He went right to the rim and scored. Caden Wold, the senior, went by everybody, 24-21. Full one-possession lead for the Bulldogs of Boysville. Sakura. On the foul line, he is held up, whistling a foul, and that's going to send Jordan Sakura to the line, shooting a 1-1. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Kaiser checks out. First free throw for Zakor. This is a 1-1. Rims in and out. Bussey almost had the rebound, but Carson Romehill comes out of there with it. Romehill down the lane, and he lost his balance and out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald.
Yeah, he kind of tripped himself up there a little bit. Hope he's all right.
24-21, a three-point lead for Boyceville. And the officials, I think, are just going to check the floor to make sure there's not a slippery spot there.
I think he just kind of caught himself on the floor there. Didn't quite pick him up high enough.
Boyceville looking for their largest lead of the night. They're up by three right now. Romehill puts on the floor on the left wing. It's Braden Romehill. Up top to Carson Romehill against Cale Holm. Braden Romehill left wing against Grant Smisky. Lost control of the ball for a moment. The senior against the junior. Braden Romehill bumped and fouled by Smisky. That's the seventh on McDonald. That will send Boyceville to the line. Shooting a 1-1 with 3:37 to play.
McDonald switched into a man-to-man defense there.
Braden Romehill looking for his first points tonight, trying to extend this lead. This is a 1-1. Free throw, back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Sikora. McDonald looking to run, and now Sikora is going to pull it back to Cale Holm on the right wing. Holm, a deep three. No. Offensive rebound.
Nice.
Five in for the follow. Jordan Sikora hanging in the air and hitting.
Good follow through on that rebound there to put it right back in.
24-23. McDonald trails by just one, and a throw away by Boyceville. The Romehill brothers, little misconnection there, and McDonald now has a chance to regain the lead.
It's going to be a battle all night, I believe.
3:14 remaining in the half. 24-23, Boyceville leads the Max. Bussey up top to Grant Smisky. Smisky just right at the circle. He's for Cooper Mittermeier. Snaps off a three left. Wing triple is good. 26-24. McDonald back in front. Ball is stripped from Romehill. Boyceville has it back up top. That's Madison. Swing to the left side. Rydell wide open for three out of the chaos.
Oh, goodness.
Rydell knocks in the triple. 27-26, seesaw affair, back and forth we go. The Bulldogs with the lead, 27-26 over the Max. Cooper Mittermeier right wing. Mittermeier over to Grant Smisky via Jordan Sikora. Grant jab step to Cale Holm left wing. Mason Bussey right of the circle. Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving baseline, goes behind his back now. Student section on its feet for the final 2 minutes and change here. Grant Smisky on the right wing. Drops down for Mason Bussey. Pass tipped away and stolen by Rydell. Rydell down the left side of the lane. Goes in hard off the glass. No. And a blocking foul on McDonald.
That could be Cale's third. Who are they putting that? Yep.
Team's eighth foul. That's the second
on Cale. Second on Cale.
2:01 left, 27-26 Boyceville, and Owen Rydell, sophomore, is going to the line, shooting two here. Eli Stepp about to check back in. First free throw off the back rim, no. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Rydell gets the roll on the second free throw. 28-26. McDonald with the lead. Inbounds pass almost thrown away by Halama, knocked out of bounds. I'm not sure who is supposed to be taking that inbounds, but there was no one closer than half court. And now we have a whistle for a substitution. Kaiser going to come back in for Madison with exactly 2 minutes on the clock. Cooper Mittermeier takes the inbounds from Sikora. We'll walk it across the timeline. Back to Jordan. Donald trailing by a bucket. 28-26 on their home floor. They're the 6th seed. Boyceville the 11th seed. Teams very evenly matched so far. Eli step in the right corner against Alama. Puts on the floor with the right hand back out to Grant Smisky. Smisky crosses over on his man. Backing into the lane. Kick out Eli Step. Passes up the three. Step comes to a jump stop. Slides a bounce pass inside, but walked with it first.
Just didn't quite hold that pivot foot. Slid it a little bit. Got caught.
95 seconds. Donald playing some heavy backcourt pressure. Carson Romehild runs into a trap and kicks it down to Rydell. Rydell driving baseline, hangs and hits. Rydell, the sophomore, has been impressive in the late going. Back to their largest lead of the night for Boyceville, 30-26, minute 17 left. Jordan Sikora right wing to Grant Smisky up top. Smisky back to Cooper Mittermeier. Eli Step swings to Smisky in the left corner against Rydell. Smisky driving baseline. Grant out to Eli Step. Step straight on between the wheels. Jordan Sikora left wing to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier jab step working down the lane. Drops off to Bussy. Bussy nice. Up and in for two.
Very nice find there by Cooper.
30-28. McDonald trails by just a basket. 45 seconds to play. Left side. Carson Romehill. Halama drops down to Kaiser. Kaiser has his shot blocked by Eli Step and Mason Bussy. Let's see who the foul goes against.
Put that one on Mason. Yep.
And Kaiser's going to go to the line shooting two with 38.7 left. That's the second foul on Mason Bussy. Kaiser, the first free throw is good. Good touch there.
He just wants to, when he gets that ball, he wants that contact. He's going to take it to the rack.
31-28 Boyceville. Second free throw for Kaiser is good as well. 32-28 our score. McDonald trails by four on their home floor. 35 seconds to play. Mittermeier up top, hands off to Sikora, working off a screen. Sikora in the left corner. Eli Step. Step driving in hard, and he's hit hard and fouled or just knocked out of bounds.
Nope, they're calling the foul.
Foul on Kaiser.
Nope, putting it on 20. Oh, maybe 32.
So that's just the first on Grant Kaiser. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. As Eli Step, first free throw, rattles out. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Eli Step, 53% foul shooter, looking for his first points tonight. Trying to pull McDonald back within a possession. They trail 32-28. Second free throw is too long. Offensive rebound, Jordan Sikora skies for it. Kick out, Cooper Mittermeier for three left to the circle. Yes!
And a foul on a Boyceville on the rebound, so the basket's going to count.
And McDonald's going to take possession, I believe, the third triple tonight for Cooper Mittermeier. And with 20.6 seconds left, the Macs are within a point and should have possession here, or is that going to be a one-and-one?
That'll be a one-on-one.
One-and-one for Jordan Sikora. How about that? Chance for a four-point or even five-point play in a way. Still a one-and-one situation. 19 fouls apiece. Jordan Sikora. 6 points. Free throw is good. Tie game. 32-32.
He's shooting a bonus.
So now for a five-point possession, yeah. Sikora's second free throw, you bet. 8 points for Jordan Sikora, 33-32. McDonald retakes the lead, 18 seconds left. Carson Romehill to Wold up top, shoots it to Halama, kick in the left corner, that's Rydell. Back up top, Wold with 12 seconds. Wold to Carson Romehill, Halama in the right corner, driving baseline, going in hard, shot won't fall. Kaiser has the rebound, puts it up and scores, and a foul.
That's a fight under there.
Who's that one going to go against?
Eli.
Eli Step. Team's 10th, but it's an end-one situation here. 34-33 Boyceville. And Kaiser, who's 2-for-2 at the foul line, will be shooting here. Make tonight a Culver's night. Culver's of Lake Halley is proud to back the Macs. Stop by for frozen custard, the flavor of the day, hot and delicious cheese curds, and a butter burger made with fresh, never-frozen beef. Culver's of Lake Halley. Free throw. Ooh. Rattles in. Got a lot of rim, but went through. 35-33. McDonald, a late foul with 1.3 seconds left. The pass from Grant Smisky was batted away, but Grant will go to the line, and he is shooting two in a two-point game. How about
they're
that?
They're saying You're saying he was shooting?
No, it's double bonus.
Oh, it is a double bonus, yep.
So 1.3 seconds left. Wow, what a...
No, they're saying he was shooting. They're giving him 3 free throws.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I don't... He may have been, actually. First free throw is good for Grant Smiski. Grant his first points. 35-34 Boyceville. Two more for Grant. Smiski, the second free throw, is short. All right, a chance to tie the game here. Right before the half. Grant Smiski, 1 for 2, 1 free throw left. Knocks it in. 35-35, 1.3 seconds left. Don't foul McDonald. Inbound stolen by Cooper Mittermeier. Lost it at the
bucket. It goes down.
A long two for Cooper Mittermeier. And McDonald leads 37-35 at the break. How about those backs?
Great play there. Just a heads-up play by Cooper.
Oh, my goodness. Stole the inbounds from 1 foot. Dropped in a 19-footer. And it's 37-35. McDonald at the break. I think the official's looking for clarification, but from one another, but it's going to count.
I'm not so sure they didn't give the Boyceville coaches a warning there.
Well, how about that? We'll step out and be back with your halftime show in just a few minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. 37-35 at the break. This is Max Basketball.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus 2 convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand metal roof.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball Halftime here on WOGO Sports on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Val Knobloch just across the way from us here, running things on Max TV, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, the website where you probably are if you're hearing this right now. But, man, I saw Brandon Burke just tweeted out an eventful first half and especially an eventful end to the first half. McDonald with a flurry of points there.
Yeah, it was just some heads-up play there by everybody there, and Cooper with that steal on the inbound. Man, Boyceville just wasn't looking for that one. And again, the Boyceville coaches were not real happy with some officiating right there at the end, and I seen the refs were kind of talking to them there at halftime as they were walking off the court. So we'll see how this second half comes out. I mean, it's a battle. It's a physical game, and, you know, we got to stay hot. We got to stay tough. We can't come out and be a little timid here, come out in the second half.
I think foul is certainly going to be a key as well to staying out of foul trouble, namely.
Yes.
Well, looking at the first half stats here, we'll start with Boyceville. They're led by Owen Rydell, who came off the bench, a sophomore who scored his class year with 10 points, then 8 for Carson Romehill, 7 apiece for Devin Halama and Grant Kaiser, 3 for Caden Wold. One player in double digits for McDonald, as 6 max players have scored, led by Cooper Mittermeier with 11, Jordan Socorro with 8, 6 for Carson Galvez and Cale Holm, 4 for Mason Bussey, and 2 for Grant Smisky. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs are coming up next at the half. It's 37-35. McDonald, WOGO Sports on Max TV. Don't go anywhere.
Can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
It's a two-point game at the half. Your McDonald Max lead the Boyceville Bulldogs 37-35. Before the second half begins, it's our halftime tradition here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I'm still looking to add to this list here. Hopefully I'll have some more names to add, and if nothing else, some updates on some of these guys that are on the list. Glenn Maloney is out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joy Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass and Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air National Guard, along with Kristen Levesser Davis, who is always listening to us. She's tuned in and watching us live stream tonight over in Minneapolis. She's at the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Austin Tollison in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is in Fort McCoy at the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart is a Chi-Hi grad stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Noah Christofferson is a 2021 McDonald grad, is an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base, Utah. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, and Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. And again, a huge shout-out to these guys on our list, and I'm really, really looking forward to add to this list. Anybody's got anything, just contact us at WOGO or me directly. I don't care how you do it. I know Noah Christofferson's mother got him on the list, so I know she was listening, so thank you for that. And again, just a huge thank you to our military for everything they do for this country.
Yeah, so that we can enjoy nights like this in safety. We're grateful again for those great men and women. McDonald will start out with possession, moving right to left here on their home floor. The studio on its feet, 37-35. McDonald leads by 2. Original starting 5 on the floor, Jordan Socorro, Cooper Mittermeier, Carson Galvez, Mason Bussey, Cale Holm. Galvez driving baseline against Romehill, lost it. Bussey gobbles it up, back out to Cale Holm. Open look at a 3. That one comes up short. Rebound for Carson Romehill of Boyceville. In the right corner now for the Boyceville Bulldogs is Nick Olson. They've substituted very freely. That's a deep team. And top, Romehild near that logo. Left side, Braden Romehild. The senior drops down for Kaiser, working against Bussy. Goes in strong.
Ooh, Mason had a piece of that one, too.
That went straight up, did not touch the glass. Kaiser has been making a point of asserting himself in the paint. Got a good battle. We'll hear in our post-glass post-game show a couple straight blocks from Bussy against Kaiser earlier. But we're tied at 37, a minute into the second half. Here on Max TV, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you from Wogo Sports. Val Knobloch producing the broadcast here tonight. Cale Holm left wing. Holm puts it on the floor with the right hand out to Carson Galvez, to Jordan Sikora. Sikora, kick out Cale Holm, lost the handle, couldn't quite get to it. Unforced error by McDonald, the turnover back to the Boyceville Bulldogs. And Nick Olson will inbound.
Cousin Pam Bovey down there in the front row, catching that basketball. She's giving the ref a little earful.
Romehild up top to Olson right wing. Cale Holm right in his face. Olson shoots a nice pass down low to Halama. Halama too strong off the glass as he tried to go reverse. Push ahead to Jordan Sikora in the right corner. Sikora, Carson Galvez across the foul line. Carson Galvez comes to a jump stop. Cooper Mittermeier up top between the wheels to Cale Holm left wing. Olson out on him. Cale Holm putting on the floor with the right hand. Carson Galvez right side. Almost 2 minutes into the second half. Tied at 37 in this regional quarterfinal. Left side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora working into the left corner, keeping the right hand to dribble. Carson Galvez up top. Galvez goes right by his man. Up off the glass, count and a foul. Hoop and harm for the McDonald sophomore.
Very nice.
Carson Galvez with 8 points. And the McDonald lead is 39-37, trying to make it a full one-possession lead. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. And go Carson Galvez as he hits the first free throw. Extends the McDonald lead to 3, 40-37. Largest lead of the night, 7 for McDonald, 4 for Boyceville. And how about a turnover right in front of Pam Bovey?
Yep. Now Pete's got it.
Carson Romehild.
Guys probably want to. The referee's giving him an earful. Come on, Pete.
Pass in the backcourt. Jogging across the timeline, Cooper Mittermeier. Bussy to Cale Holm up top. Leaves for Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Carson Galvez. Good look at a three right side. Bucket for Carson. Oh, he can get hot in a hurry. Carson Galvez, second McDonald Max player in double digits. 43-37 the Max. Galvez now bodying up his man Halama along the corner. Romehild, pass tipped away back to Olson. Olson drops it down to Kaiser. Good position there, and Kaiser gets the roll.
Good, yep, good play.
Jordan Sikora came flying in to try to block that shot. Kaiser knew just what he was doing. 43-39, excuse me, McDonald. Sikora to make it a 7-point lead, and he does. Right wing triple right in front of his bench.
Left him wide open.
The third McDonald player in double figures. Sikora with 11, 46-39. Max tied their largest lead. Kaiser can't handle it. Halama takes it away. Halama's bumped and fouled in the left corner inadvertently by Cale Holm, who's just going for the steal there and lost his balance. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Learn more at freezefinancialgroup.com. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. Romehild out. Owen Rydell back in, the sophomore who led all scorers on the Boyceville side with 10 in the first half. Carson Romehild to inbound into Wohl. Wohl, no hesitation on the three, rattles it in and out. Kaiser has it for a moment. Cooper Mittermeier takes it away. Push ahead. Smisky. Smisky to Sikora, lost the hand.
Had the right idea there.
14-33 remaining, 46-39 McDonald. And now Kaiser is going to get a well-deserved breather for the Boyceville Bulldogs, and they will send in John Madison, I believe.
Wheeldon,
excuse me, number 21. Into the left corner. That's Wheeldon driving baseline. Comes up short. Ball knocked out of bounds by Wheeldon. Excuse me, that was Rydell. There's a lot of players on this Boyceville team that have the highlighted hair.
Yes.
From our vantage point, sometimes we're getting them mixed up. Anyway, possession back to McDonald. Almost 4 minutes into the second half. Grant Smisky up top. Kosminski, the junior, leaves it for fellow junior Cooper Mittermeier, Jordan Sikora, another junior. In the right corner in front of his bench, backtracking with the dribble. Jordan puts it on the floor with the left hand, trying to poke it away as Carson Romehill. Off to Kosminski near midcourt, Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier off the right-handed bounce, works his way into a three. That one comes off the front of the rim short. Rebound to Wohl. 46-39, it remains. McDonald up seven. Olsen back to Wohl across the timeline. Left corner, Rydell. Up top to Olsen. Anderson about to check back in for McDonald. Pass kick out to Wohl on the right wing. 13:30 to go. 46-39, McDonald. Shot fake in the right corner, Romehill. Wohl swings it to Olsen, left wing. Olsen up on his tiptoes over Kosminski, fires a pass down low, and Bussey just picked up his third foul.
Yep.
And that's not the one that Bussey wanted with Kaiser on the bench. Just went through the body a little bit right before he was subbed out too, because Anderson was about to come back into the game for him. But Mason Bussey picks up his third foul. He'll have to play clean the rest of the way.
He's got 13, three. 20. Cale Holmes got three.
So again, foul troubles we mentioned. Going to be testing the depth here. Left side, Olsen. Olsen snaps off a deep three, and it's perfect. Nick Olsen, the senior, his first basket. 46-42, the McDonald lead trimmed to two possessions, down to four.
Whistle illegal screen on David Anderson.
I think that's his third foul now.
Yes.
Team's third. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000, 720-4000. Three whistles against McDonald, one against Boyceville here in the second half. Romehill to Olsen, left wing. To Wohl. Wohl open for three, right side is good. And McDonald needs a timeout here.
Well, Boyceville
took it. 12:37 left in a one-point game. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Nearly similar to the first half. McDonald scored the first 7 points of the game before Boyceville came back, took the lead, and went ahead by four. Now McDonald trying to keep history from repeating itself. They were up 7 moments ago. Now it's a one-point game, 46-45. The Max with the lead. Foul trouble starting to become a bit of a concern. Max up the basketball with 12:40 to play coming out of the Boyceville timeout. Boyceville's hit six threes tonight. McDonald has hit eight. Grant Kosminski up top. Cooper Mittermeier, David Anderson, Carson Galvez, Jordan Sikora, the five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling and McDonald. First round matchup, quarterfinal matchup, everything you could hope for in playoff basketball.
It says you got to play your best here. It's losing, you're done.
Jordan Sikora walked with the basketball, working into his drive. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Val Knobloch. Your crew tonight on Max TV, WOGO Sports Audio, Max TV Video. Long pass ahead to Halama. Halama drops it down along the right block. Kick out Olsen. Good close out by Mittermeier. Chance to regain the lead for the Bulldogs of Boyceville. One third of the way into the second half. Rydell left wing. Looking for help, spinning on the pivot. Up top to Nick Olsen. Olsen near that McDonald logo on the far side of the floor. Makes Grant Kosminski come out on him. Kosminski to Rydell, who had 10 points in the first half. Kick out Olsen left wing. Olsen up top to Wohl. Wohl against Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Rydell. Rydell puts on the floor with the right hand. Driving baseline, pulls it up, right block extender. Loops a pass up top for Olsen. Patient possession here for Boyceville is Old works down into the left corner now. That's Wielden. Right side, Olsen against Cooper Mittermeier. Olsen goes behind his back, lost his balance, and a foul on Cooper Mittermeier. That is the team's fourth with 11:16 to play.
Inadvertent little slip there by Cooper, and he ended up running into the guy.
Now Kaiser's going to come in. Also, Braden Romhild. Wielden checking out along with Olsen. Braden Romhild will inbound. Donna's got a pretty significant height disadvantage down low right now. 11-12 to play, 46-45, max lead by 1 point. Romhild kick out, deep three, left wing, that one way off the mark, rebound out. And Cooper Mittermeier is fouled by Romhild in the backcourt. Cooper's going to take his time getting up here, gets a helping hand up from two Boyceville players checking on him as he went down pretty hard. That's just the second foul on Boyceville here in the second half.
Third one on Braden Romhild.
So the senior, one of their starters, foul trouble. McDonald has, I believe we're up to three players with three fouls now.
Yes.
Calvez into the left corner, Grant Smiski. Jordan Secor up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Carson Galvez. Galvez to Smiski outside the arc right wing. Puts on the floor with the right hand. Kick out, Carson Galvez into the right corner. Working against Halama. Driving down on him and lost balance and a travel call. I don't know if Halama meant to pull the seat out. I think he just stumbled, but Galvez was backing down and Coach Schilling
just got teed up.
Called for a technical foul. 10:39 left. Boyceville will have a chance to take the lead here, and Halama will shoot the free throws on the technical. Devin Halama, 13.1 points per game, 9.5 rebounds per game. Technical free throw here to tie the game, and he will. 8 points for Halama. He'll get a second one here to regain the lead for Boyceville. That free throw is short. Possession to the Bulldogs in a tie game, 46-46 with 10:39 left. And Coach Schilling is going to have to adjust his bench here as he'll have to be seated the remainder of the game. Romhild to Wold in the backcourt. Wold wearing those long black sleeves. Lost the handle for a moment up top. Slides a bounce pass in the left corner, Rydell. Rydell back up top to Wold against Cooper Mittermeier. 46-46, under 10.5 to go in this regional quarterfinal. Kaiser in the left corner. Shoots a long pass over to Wold, right wing. Up top, Romhild. McDonald looking to double. Nice pass down low to Kaiser, and Kaiser scores. And Anderson on his back. 48-46, the lead back to Boyceville. McDonald's up by as many as seven. Cooper Mittermeier, Jordan Sakura driving in hard and somehow hanging and hitting over the top of Kaiser to tie the game at 48.
I don't know how he did that.
What body contortion and control there for Jordan Sakura. 9:45 to go. Pass knocked away by David Anderson into the arms of Sakura. McDonald has a 3-on-2. Kick out, Mittermeier, transition, three. Splash! Left wing bomb for Cooper. His fourth tonight.
Needed that one.
51-48 McDonald. Under 9.5 to go. Rydell left wing. 3-point game. Rydell to Kaiser in the left corner. Out to Wold. Wold tipped pass to Kaiser. Again in that corner, straddling the arc. Shoots it back out to Wold. Long cross-court skip Rydell. Passes up to three with a head fake. Skips into the lane. Blocked a little bit. Kaiser gets it underneath. Kaiser goes up strong and scores.
How does he do that?
51-50 as we hit the 9-minute mark. Halfway through the second half. McDonald up by one. Cooper Mittermeier drops it down to Carson Galvez. Working against his much smaller Romhild. Pulls up on him from 6 feet and scores. Carson Galvez makes it a full one possession lead for McDonald. 53-50. 8:45 to go. Right side, Wold. Gut check here for both teams. Braden Romhild to Wold on the right wing. Grant Smiski on him. McDonald only has one foul left to give. Unforced error. Rydell along the baseline lost the handle.
Good play there. good defense, actually, and forced them down that baseline.
Yeah, we say on fourth, that really doesn't tell the story. Those who are watching to see that McDonald's, again, using that baseline as an extra defender. 8.5 to go. 53-50 the max. Trying to open this one up beyond one possession. Cooper Mittermeier, kick out. Carson Galvez passes up the three, driving baseline. Loops it out to Jordan Secor on the left wing. To Cooper. Straight on. 4-3. In and out. Rebound pulled in by Romehell. Outside Wool. Wool in the corner, Halama. It's Jordan Secor. Long cross-court pass. Olsen to the left corner. Olsen gets it back. McDonald will be subbing in Bussey and Holm momentarily. Under 8 to go. 53-50. The Studi on its feet and pounding these wooden bleachers. Olsen fire down to Halama. Kick out Wool. Wool taking a contested three off
the glass. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
Banked it.
53 apiece. 7:40 to go. Carson Galvez to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier passes up the three, and he's knocked to the ground. And no whistle. Back to Cooper straight on. Anderson right wing. Kaiser just, it was by accident.
Yeah,
goodness,
it was.
It's still a foul.
Yep.
Three short for Carson Galvez. Rebound out to Halama. Lost at midcourt by Boyceville. McDonald now on the attack. Smiski will slow it down. Kick to Secora. Galvez back to Secora to Grant Smiski in the right wing. Grant attacking into the paint. Runs into a double team out to Galvez. Right of the circle. 53 apiece. Just over 7 minutes to play. David Anderson left side for Jordan Secora. Secora to Galvez. Over to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the left hand. Driving in hard reverse. No. Fouled first. That's just the third whistle on Boyceville. McDonald's committed five, so only one left to give. That's going to send in Mason Bussey and Cale Holm. Grant Smiski, David Anderson. Well-deserved rest after some hard minutes here. If you need a dumpster, Johnson Roll-Off Service has one to fit your project. Remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, Johnson Roll-Off can help and also offers dumpsters for recycling metal. More in a moment. Inbounds to Cale Holm. Holm to Cooper Mittermeier. Down to Carson Galvez. Back out to Cooper left wing. Galvez gives him a screen. 6:42 to play. Loops back out from Mittermeier to Galvez to Holm right wing. Holm to Jordan Secor. Just over 6.5 to go. 53 apiece in this regional quarterfinal. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand out to Cooper. Excuse me, out to Cale Holm. Holm wide open for three, but a whistle first.
They're calling the illegal screen.
Wow. That is the sixth foul on McDonald. Again, Johnson Roll-Off offers dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more with Holloway and disposal services. Serving West Central Wisconsin, JohnsonRolloffService.com. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com. McDonald will send. Well, first they're going to go. Man, this one almost came to us.
Yeah.
As the ball was thrown right up to us. I was going to say, any foul now for McDonald will send Boyceville to the line, but Boyceville was too busy sending a pass halfway up the bleachers. And the Max with a chance here to go back in front. Tied at 53, 6:13 to play. Carson Galvez shoots in the corner. Cale Holm out to Cooper Mittermeier. 6:07 to go. 53-53. Screen from Bussey. Jordan Secora to Carson Galvez. Left of the wheel. Galvez probing. Testing back to Cale Holm. Holm across the foul line with the dribbles. Knocked away from him into the arms of Wool. Wool down the right side of the lane. Beautiful Euro and scores.
Wow.
Impressive. And it's 55-53.
Gotta take care of the basketball.
Cooper Mittermeier puts on the floor with the left hand. Kick into the left corner. That's Jordan Secora. Secora hanging, hitting, count it, and a foul! Jordan Secora pressing the issue and will go to the line with a chance to break this 55 all tie. 55-55 with 5:35 remaining in regulation, we probably should start saying. Secora, the free throw. Yes. McDonald back in front by a point. Olsen into Wold, who's had a strong second half. Back to Olsen at his own foul line with 5.5 to play to Wold. Across the timeline, shoots a bounce pass. Romehill, long cross-court skip to Olsen. Olsen in front of his own bench. Cale Holm on him. McDonald cannot foul. Kaiser in the left corner. He's going to take a three. Back rim. No. Rebound batted around. Foul going against Boyceville.
Yeah.
Good sportsmanship by both teams here as Carson Galvez kind of sandwiched between a couple defenders, and Carson Romehild We'll check on him, make sure he's all right, which he is. That's the fifth team foul now on Boyceville, so fouls evening up here. 56-55, McDonald 5:16 to play, and got a lot of time left, but this is a pretty big possession for the Mavs.
Yes. Be nice to stretch this out a little bit here.
Mittermeier across the timeline to Mason Bussey. Cale Holm up top. Holm fires it down to Carson Galvez. Had good position. He's bumped down low. And that'll be the last foul to give for the Bulldogs of Boyceville with 5:06 left. Team foul number six. Fouls even at six apiece. Bonus for both teams for the final 5 minutes and change. Galvez going to inbound here. Carson drops into Mason Bussey. Bussey goes up
and one.
Scores and one.
Nice play by Mason.
Big fella doing big things. His first bucket of the second half, and he just goes right to the line and gets his form right. 58-55 McDonald, 5:04 to play. Nice inbound action there for the Max. And Bussey the free throw. On the way, rattles in and out. Still a one possession game. Under five to go, 58-55 McDonald. Braden Romehild right corner. Up top, Wolf. Wolf swings to Carson Romehild on the left wing against Cale Holm. Up top between the circles, pass tipped away in the arms of Romehild from Wolf. Jump pass to Braden Romehild, older brother. Carson Romehild looking for it near midcourt. 4:38 to go, 58-55 McDonald. Thanks for joining us here on Max TV. Long three, in and out, no. Battle for the rebound. Kaiser wins that battle, goes up strong, cannot score, but a foul. And who's that one going to go against?
Carson Galvez, or
Mason Bussey. Carson Galvez. So Bussey avoids his fourth, but he'll
but
send
Carson
an excellent.
Carson picked up his fourth.
Galvez now at four, you're correct. Team seventh foul. This is a shooting foul anyway. And Grant Kaiser, excellent free throw shooter. It's the first. Second free throw for Kaiser is good. Hit a pair of them. We have a timeout on the floor with 4:29 left in a one-point game, 58-57 McDonald. We're back after this. Wogo Sports on Max TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Regulation winding down, 4:29 remaining in the second. McDonald leads Boyceville by 1 point, 58-57. Kayla DeSwenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll go sports on Max TV. McDonald with possession, leading by the slimmest of margins. Jordan Sikora right side. Carson Galvez playing with those 4 fouls. Cooper Mittermeier, Mason Bussey, Cale Holm. Starting 5 on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling. Cooper Mittermeier coming off a screen from Bussey. Good pick up there by Boyceville. Mittermeier swings to the left side. Cale Holm, just over 4 minutes to play. Neither team can foul. Quick trigger on a three. Back rim, no. Mason Bussey pulls down the rebound, and he is fouled. That'll send Mason Bussey to the line. 1-1. That, I think, is on Kaiser.
Yes, it is.
Mittermeier a little bit too long on the three. That's the third foul on Kaiser. And Mason Bussey missed his last free throw. 57% foul shooter. He's got a 1-1 situation here in a 1-point game. Free throw for Mason. Off the mark, no. Kaiser with the rebound.
Right at the 4-minute mark here.
1-point game. Boyceville to try to regain the lead. No team is led by more than 7 points. Bussey with the steal in the lane. To Mittermeier, to Cale Holm. Holm down the lane. Challenge in the rim. No problem.
Nice play.
Cale Holm with 8 points. 60-57. McDonald back up a full possession. 3:36 to go. Right side, Carson Romehill to Halama. Halama driving baseline, goes in hard, can't get the basket, but a foul, and that might be on Carson Galvez.
Nope, I think they're going to put that on Mason.
Oh, so Mason Bussey.
Yep.
His fourth. So McDonald has two players within an infraction of fouling out here. 3:30 to go. Halama, excellent free throw shooter, and he hits the first to make it a two-point game. 60-58, the max. Braden Romehill checks out. Olsen back in. To bring it back to a one-point deficit, Halama's second free throw is good as well. Devin Halama, the senior. 60-59, McDonald. Every possession critical down the stretch here for both teams. No fouls to give. 18 fouls apiece. Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier swings to Carson Galvez for three right at the circle. Nailed it! Carson Galvez with the triple. 63-59. What a confident stroke from the sophomore. Olsen right wing. Can McDonald D up without fouling? A steal by Galvez. Galvez rips it away. And a whistle timeout. And a timeout.
Full timeout
with 2:54 in a four-point game. We are back in 60 seconds on Max TV. This is McDonald Boys Playoff Basketball.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What a game we have been treated to so far in this regional quarterfinal. 2 minutes, 54 seconds remaining. McDonald with the basketball and the lead by four, 63-59. Number six seed, McDonald against number 11, Boyceville. Western Cloverbelt against Dunn St. Croix. Up top, Cale Holm between the wheels. Hands off to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. And neither team can foul as Cooper Mittermeier just took a hard seat on the floor.
Yeah, I think he just took a little bit of a trip there. I think McDonald's going to burn up some clock and make him foul.
Cale Holm up top. Again, passing and catching. Things that seem so basic, critical right now. A bounce pass wrapped around and stolen by Olsen. Galvez down the lane, and the shot for Romehill is good. Two-point game. So McDonald tries to burn clock, but the turnover...
Yeah, they didn't need that.
63-61. Makes the complexion of this very, very different. Long cross-court pass. Carson, look.
Oh.
Three, no rebound. Batted out. It's loose and out to Jordan Sikora. Excuse me, that was Cooper Mittermeier on the miss, by the way. But what a great battle. I think that was Mason Bussey who got a hand on that.
He tipped it out.
Minute 45 to go. You like that shot from Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane, drops it down to Bussey. Bussey, reverse layup.
Oh,
he doesn't go down.
It.
He gets his own rebound, goes up, cannot score, but foul. 1:34 to go, and Bussey with two huge free throws here in a two-point game, a minute 34 left.
That was the fourth foul on Kaiser.
So he only has one left. Carson Galvez and Mason Bussey also playing with four fouls. Bussey's looking for his first make from the foul line. No. Back rim. Only going to make here to make it a full one possession lead. Nine fouls on Boyceville. So McDonald will shoot two the rest of the way. Eight fouls on McDonald. 94 seconds remaining in regulation. Free throw for the sophomore Mason Bussey. That one rattles in and out. Tipped out back to Bussey from Cale Holm. And he throws it away. Oh, my goodness. I don't think that was on Mason Bussey. He tried to kick it out, and no one was looking for it. Oh.
That was a great play by Mason.
And McDonald's crashed the boards. Had an opportunity there. Minute 29. They're going to have to D up without fouling. Two-point game, 63-61. Boyceville up top with Romehill. Kick out Wold. Wold has hit a couple threes in the second half, and he's held up and fouled, and that will send him to the line, shooting a 1-1. Kale home with a minute 20 left.
It's Kale's fourth.
So McDonald has three players to four fouls. They don't want this one probably to go to overtime. More of attrition here. This is a 1-1 again. Hold the free throw. Back rim. No rebound, Mason Bussey. Now Cooper Mittermeier with a minute 17 to Kale Holm. Holm through traffic to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier trying to get a bounce pass through traffic, and it's stolen by Boyceville. Won't give him the call. Left side to Wold. Back out to Olsen. Just a minute left. Down to Halama. Halama time.
Oh, my goodness.
55 seconds left. 63-63. Left side for Carson Galvez. Galvez across the foul line. Driving in hard at the right block. He's held up by Olsen with 44.1. And Carson Galvez will shoot two.
Olsen just picked up his fourth.
Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wheresgala.com. First free throw for Carson Galvez, the sophomore, yes. McDonald retakes the lead, 64-63. Another critical second attempt. Galvez, one dribble, free throw, yes. Carson Galvez makes it 65-63, 40 seconds left. Boyceville up top, right side for Wold. Wold drops it down to Halama in the right corner. They'll fire it into Kaiser. Kaiser going up strong and scores, ties the game again. Bussey didn't have a foul to give. We are tied at 65. 25 seconds left. What does McDonald do here? Mittermeier up top. Coach Schilling, usually in these situations, likes to let him play it out. I think McDonald's going to play for a final shot here.
He might be asking for a timeout.
13 seconds left. Jordan Sikora. Sikora up top off the screen. Working right side. Halama fell down. Sikora picked up his dribble to Kale Holm. Holm steps into a tough three.
He made it!
Kale Holm!
At the buzzer!
The game for McDonald! At the buzzer! 68-65! McDonald moving on! And Boyceville going home!
Wow. That was an unbelievable shot.
I remember, and I didn't want to ruin the moment there, but the Bill Ullman school that Coach Schilling comes from says in these situations a lot of times don't break the momentum with a timeout.
Yeah.
Let them play it out. And he trusted his players. And how about a double clutch three from Kale Holm to win it at the buzzer?
That was unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a good shooter. He's a good athlete.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Greg Misfeld just gave him the game ball.
Well deserved for McDonald. When is the last time here at McDonald that we have had a first-round playoff game like this?
Oh, my goodness. It was a great first round. And hats off to Boyceville. They hung in there the whole way. I mean, that's what you want in a playoff situation. You know, it's going to come down to that. I mean, there was absolutely no time left on the clock when he let that go, and it was at the buzzer.
My goodness.
Great play there by Kale.
Wow, wow, wow. That's all we can say. Don't go away. We're coming back shortly again. A reminder that it's time to call Wheresgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wheresgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wheresgala.com. Coming back with a Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald moves on to Friday night to face Spring Valley on the road. But this is indeed the final home game of the season for the Max boys. What a game it was. They win it at the buzzer, 68-65. We're back after this on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand metal roof.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, and along with Val Knobloch, our producer on Max TV. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling shortly. I think Brandon Bird got to him first. Hopefully Brandon got some video there of the buzzer beating three we just witnessed. McDonald wins it at the horn with Cale Holm. Four McDonald players in double figures. Holm got into double figures with that buzzer beating three. But wow, what a game, back and forth. Two very evenly matched teams. And again, we talked about this a few times. You move up to Division Four, there's no gimmies, even a quarterfinal game.
Yeah, and you know, and again, now we got to go face another Dunn St. Croix team in Spring Valley, who I believe was their conference champions of that conference over there. And again, I think we played them at the beginning, right? Lost to them by
three.
One.
46-43,
okay.
Lost to Spring Valley here on this floor on November 28th, so a while ago now.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. These kids played a really, really good game tonight, so we'll have to see how they can do again. We got to travel, so we got to go over to Spring Valley and play on their floor, so that could be a little difficult to do, but great for these kids. They got a couple of days now of extra practice time and get ready to go against Spring Valley on Friday night. And of course, we'll be up hopefully taking care of the girls on Thursday night, but I see Coach Schilling is making his way over here, so
we'll hand the mic off. Again, Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Head coach Adam Schilling joins us. And, Coach, I'm sure heart rates are probably winding a little bit more down at this point, but what a finish to this game. And it was a game in which no team could really push the other out of reach. I think the biggest margin for either team was 7 points. And again, it was gut check after gut check. This is playoff basketball.
Yeah, it was a lot of back and forth stuff. And I think early in the year when we were in games like this, we weren't able to quite finish it off. And tonight we were able to make some plays at the end to do that. So I think it shows some growth from our team as far as being able to take some blows and then be able to respond at the end of the game.
You're talking about taking those blows, and again, you were up 7 right away to start the game. Couldn't ask for a much better start than that. We're trailing by 4 in the first half, but there was a flurry near the end before halftime that, again, made a significant difference in this game. A 5-point possession, and then Cooper Mittermeier stealing an inbounds pass and hitting an almost 3 right near the end of the first half. I mean, I think that was a major momentum shift. You could have been down 2 or 3 possessions at the break, and instead we're leading 37-35 at the half.
Yeah, I think it definitely gave us some momentum and some confidence going into halftime. Cooper just made some really great plays at the end. And again, it's just another kid on our team that stepped up and made plays when we needed him to, and that was a big deal for us going into halftime with the lead.
What's the message to your team? Again, this is a quarterfinal game and was an absolute battle throughout. You've got a little time off to rest and get ready for a Spring Valley team that you saw at the beginning of the season, but you've got to go on the road for that one and try and beat them in their place. So, again, what's the message to the boys after this one saying, hey, it doesn't get any easier from here?
I think we just got to keep fighting. That's one thing I thought we did a pretty good job tonight. Nobody hung their heads and things weren't going our way. And the other thing is we just got to work on taking care of the ball. I think that's kind of been our nemesis this year. And yeah, we just got to get better at that. Hopefully we can do that in the next 2 days in practice. But Spring Valley is a very well-coached team and a physical team with some seniors, again, similar to Boyceville. So we got our hands full, and we'll see what we can do down there on Friday.
Well, Coach, this was a lot of fun. We'll plan on seeing you on Friday night. Thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Adam Schilling here on the Postglass postgame show brought to you. Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Remember, they have free mobile auto glass service, 2 heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Postglass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. That's Postglass and Mirror. We'll take another break. Be back to give you your stats, highlights, postgame analysis, and more. McDonald moving on, a 68-65 buzzer-beating victory here in their home finale, we would presume, against the Boyceville Bulldogs. We're back right after this on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission, to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.